Good afternoon. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 12 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl. Earl is currently located about 300 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, moving to the north at 18 miles per hour. Earl is a Category 4 hurricane with maximum winds of 140 miles per hour. It's also a very large hurricane with tropical storm force winds extending outward about 230 miles from the center and hurricane force winds about 90 miles from the center. We have some relatively new warnings that went up at 11 o'clock, including a hurricane warning for portions of Massachusetts, including Cape Cod, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard, and a new tropical storm warning for a portion of southern New England. Hurricane warning, of course, remains in effect for the Outer Banks of North Carolina and some of the adjacent areas. What we have seen from the aircraft in the past hour, new aircraft has gone in there, and is finding some indications that Earl may be beginning to weaken, and our expectation would be that it would become a Category 3 hurricane before it reaches North Carolina tonight. The tropical storm force winds will arrive well in advance of the center, probably reaching the warning area sometime later this afternoon. After that, we expect Earl to turn more towards the northeast and come very close to, either a little bit offshore, perhaps clipping, Cape Cod, and that would occur tomorrow night. A hurricane warning is in effect for both those areas. Storm surge of 3 to 5 feet is expected in both of the hurricane warning areas, both in North Carolina and in Massachusetts. In terms of rainfall, we're expecting about 6 inches in North Carolina. Not a large rainfall threat because Earl is moving relatively rapidly. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with a 12 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl.